having a conversation around our social media conduct as it relates to us and our employers, how we should be conducting ourselves as employees, the things that we should be considering when it comes to the kinds of information and conversations that we are having. And of course, I wonder, Wuti, have you been orientated around your company's social media policies? Are you well versed as to what goes and what doesn't go in the organization that you work in? Have you all ever had this workshop with your HR? Or it's something that it's kind of been left to your own, you know, your own senses to figure out for yourself. 0614104107. That is our WhatsApp line that you can send through your WhatsApp voice notes. Or 0860002032 is the number you can call us on. Can I ask you a question that might seem silly, but I don't know, it just popped up in my mind. So here we are, we are in the office environment, and we oftentimes sort of moving between different devices, laptops and phones. You've got your social media deck on, and you've got your phone in the one hand. I wonder if you are, if a link can be made, for instance, that you have been conducting or spreading misinformation, disinformation, and using a company resource, like a company laptop. Is there a legal ramification there, or is there some kind of consequence also that an employer can then enforce?
Yeah, so that's a good question, actually. So there would ultimately be no difference whether you used a phone handed to you by your employer, or a device handed to you by your employer, or your own personal device. The issue will be with regards to what publication is made. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it doesn't really matter whether you are on duty or off duty.
Mm.
And most policies will say that, but this policy transcends just being at work. So it obviously, if you have an employee and a device handed to you by your employer, they are entitled in most cases to get that device back and go through it.
Mm.
Most policies state that. So I guess it would, in that context, it would be a little bit easier for that information to be accessed to see exactly to what extent you made those publications, the job.
Mm.
But the full story is essentially that they don't need to be a work computer,
yeah,
work cell phone.
And when we're being overly zealous there on X and we're complaining about everything that's going wrong in our mundane, and then you happen to be critical of your employer and speak unkind of your employer or your colleagues or your line manager, because we see a lot of this conversation happening. Should there be things there as well? As I say this, I realize that common sense is really not often that common, because why would you even be having that kind of engagement about your employer? But are there things that people should be worried about there and should be considering? How you choose to vent about your employer and your place of work?
Yes, and again, I can't emphasize this more than this, but it is very important. Really just encourage people not to do that, not to vent and mention names on social media platforms, because that again may bring up a claim from your employer saying, actually, you're actually tarnishing my good name and reputation, and are these things actually true though?
Mm.
You know, so there's just harm in you even deciding to do that on social media platforms, because obviously the employer will come and say There are many streams in which your grievances could have been addressed. Why did you not choose to do that? But again, you intended to harm persons. And again, there are some defenses, as I said.
Mm.
If it's something that's in the public interest, you could raise that as a defense. If it's something that is truth, you can say that, and that will constitute a valid defense. But again, in the employment relationship, and again, I want to say this because when it comes to the employment relationship, you're not in a court of law. So the standard in order for you to be disciplined is not high at all. The standard is simply whether you've brought your employer into disrepute and whether your relationship has been damaged. And that's exactly that. So if it is found that the relationship between you and your employer is irreparable, then there are grounds for dismissal in that context. So you see how it takes it low in a sense of like, it would be different if it was a defamation claim in a court of law. However, in the employment relationship, it's simply, is this relationship repairable or not? Right? And whether there was any disrepute or like bringing your employer's name into disrepute. And that's that. And I think, in my view, that bar is very low. So, which means that employees need to be very careful to what they post on social media platforms. And this goes for their views as well. Again, I'm not saying that, you know, you cannot say your views on social media, but certain persons that acquire certain positions need to be careful because their views may be seen as their views of the employer. Right? So that's also something very, very important to take into consideration.
And also, one for me though, Khodishon, we've seen these sort of examples play out in X, right, where even at the lowest level of employment, your views also speak to some degree to codes of conduct of companies in as far as how you represent, as you keep saying, how you represent the organization. And so you expressing a particular thing in a particular way, as much as individually you are perhaps constitutionally allowed to, does the company, it brings the question of, does the company want to be associated with the views that you share?
Yes. No, exactly. And that's exactly what I say. We're no longer living in an age where we can't tell who works where. You know, there's newspapers, newspaper publications. I mean, now it's just as easy as we know. I mean, certain people even put where they work in their social media profile. So it's very easy to link certain views with a certain employer, and that's essentially the same as committing some form of misconduct whilst wearing your employer's means. Even if it's off duty, right? As long as there can be a link that brings it back to that certain employer, then the issue is there.
And we live in an era where people are very quick to find that information, and then we see those posts where they tag and they say, hey, at SAFM, is this what you want to be associated with?
Yes,
and
exactly.
It comes with all kinds of drama.
Yeah, and I mean, something that's very important for people to think about, and I also have to remind myself of this, is that your social footprint or your social media footprint, your internet footprint is there forever. So in the next 10 years, when you're in a different role doing something else or working for a different employer, there may well be a post posted 5 years ago that comes up to the front. And again, it creates a reputational risk for your new employer. What happened then? Now, this again just shows we have to be very, very, very careful with what went on social media, because again, we don't know what jobs we're going to have later on.
Absolutely. And in our final point, you know, what you've just said also brings me to we're now also seeing a trend of employers who are doing these kinds of social media scrubs in as far as going to look and see on your handles and search your name on digital platforms to see what kind of character you have in those spaces. And so you could be unwittingly now not getting, you know, that position that you've applied for at a different organization because they've unearthed the blueprint of who you are on social media.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, it's a very difficult concept, because ordinarily, they would have to ask you to disclose if there are anything unsavory that you've said or published in the past. And obviously, because you have the job, obviously no. And then if they find that, then you're being untruthful. You see what I'm saying? So they wouldn't just ordinarily say, well, we're just going to dig up stuff, cast them
Yeah.
those things to find. That would, it's in some context, as an unfair dismissal. However, if they ask you to disclose whether you've published certain unsavory things and you do not, then that's where the trouble comes in.
I think definitely a lot for folks to keep in the back of their minds as we continue engaging with this world of social media. We appreciate the time today and, of course, the advice. I think it was advice more than anything else. Khodisho Pasha joining us, the senior associate at the employment law practice, Cliff Decker and Hofmeyr.